The World Trade Organization reached its first-ever trade reform deal since its creation in 1995 on Saturday morning at a meeting on the Indonesian island of Bali. The deal will lower trade barriers and ease the passage of goods through customs, actions which could boost the world economy by hundreds of billions of dollars and create more than 20 million jobs, mostly in developing countries. The Holy See's permanent observer to the World Trade Organization, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, told us the deal was historic.
This morning, local time in Bali, the World Trade Organization in its ninth ministerial conference has approved a series of measures that are the mark and historical step in the right direction. There has been a document on facilitation of trade that will cut down the bureaucracy to a significant degree, facilitating, expediting the crossing of borders on the part of goods, commercial goods, with a consequent anticipated economic advantage of a trillion dollars in benefits, and an increase in occupation and job creation. A second important point reached by the decisions of the Bali Conference is an insistence on the right of countries to have not only the right to food, but the assurance that there is enough food for their population. And therefore, special rules an agreement has been set that will facilitate, even for the poor countries, the accumulation, the stockage of reserves of food, so that there is enough food for their citizens. And finally, the measures decided in this very tough negotiating conference will open the way to the implementation of the Doha Agreement of 2001, when the world community committed itself to put development, even for poor countries, as a major international priority. So, indeed, it is an historical agreement, and what I find significant is that there is a convergence of intent in what this organization and these decisions of the ministers of trade of the world have arrived at with the social doctrine of the Church. In fact, the Holy Father Francis has been quite clear in the last apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, in pointing out that the market is at the service of the human person. The market cannot be let to run wild without any control or any consideration for the priority of the human person, that it must remain always at the center of both human rights and economic rights. And finally, I would say that there is an opening in a psychological and a practical advantage as a result of the positive conclusion of this conference in supporting the international structures that are at the service of solidarity in today's world.